And just like Jesus does, he always has a word, not just for you, but it's for me. And I believe that this is not just a word, like a reminder, like, oh yeah, I mean, duh, gotta do that. But I honestly believe, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I just got like a, oh, in my spirit. Whoa. That it is a move word. It's a word. It's a word that I believe the Lord, when it's released, you need to move. You need to begin to move on it because this is required of us in this season. And we all want to see a change. We all want to see a shift, but we have to be able to hear the word of the Lord and not just be hearers, but be doers. And so I believe, another sister, Regina, she had posted this on her Facebook ministry page, The Living Room. And it resonated in my spirit, which is that this is a go word. This month is a go. This is a moving month. September, we need to begin to move and shift into the things that God has spoken to us. It's not enough to hear it and be like, oh yeah, I mean, duh, I know that. And as a Christian, I should know that. But I believe the Lord's saying, move on it. Actually step into it. It's go time. Amen? Mm-hmm. Amen. So the word this morning is, trust me. Trust me. I want to read something to you. And it's found in Matthew 14. Many people know this particular moment in the Bible when Jesus walked on the water. But I want to read this to you because the Lord is speaking to us. And there is a moment where he's saying, I need you to come. I need you to move. I need you to actually trust me in this season, where when I call you, when I command you, when I woo you, when I ask you, I need you to walk to me. And not to have fear, not to have doubt, not to have anxiety, not to have worry. Come on, those things are not from God. Those are from the pit of hell. And we throw them back to the pit of hell where they came from. It's time for you to renounce those things and walk with Jesus and trust him. Okay, listen to this. Matthew 14:22. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. I want to pause for a second. It said that Jesus made his disciples get into the boat. I talked about that this week, is that obedience is vital in this season. If he says get in the boat, you got to get in the boat. If he says to start that business, start it. That ministry, that book. The Lord is calling us into a new place. Into a new place. And so he spoke to his disciples. He said, get into this boat. And let's go to the other side. You see, that's the first place of trust we have to understand. Because when he tells you to get in the boat, when he tells you to build the boat, when he tells you to do these things like Noah, right? There's no rain, but God says build a boat. He's going to take you to the other side, meaning that it's not going to look the way you thought it was going to look. It's not going to be a place you're familiar with. It's going to be uncomfortable. But when he takes you there, there's a purpose for it. There's a purpose. He says, and when, and it goes on in verse 23, and when he had sent the multitude away, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. Now, I just want to pause here for a second because not everybody is called to this boat. You know, I remember reading a meme that they won't understand your call because it's not a conference call. No pun intended, because this is a conference call. But they won't understand it. And so he will draw you away from the multitude to the mountain by himself. Come on. He says, now when you come into this place with me, I need you to trust me. Jesus, he displayed what it looks like to trust the Father. He went to that mountain by himself and prayed. You see, sometimes when God says, I need you to trust me, it's hard for us to let go because we want to be with the crowd. We want to be with everybody else. But he says, I want you to trust me. So I'm going to draw you out. I'm going to pull you out. You see, that's the anointing. Come on. Anointing means to be set apart. Doesn't mean you're like better than everybody else. It's just, again, he has an assignment for you. He says, will you trust me? Will you trust me? Now, when even evening came, he was alone there, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now, this is powerful because when God calls you out, he places you into this new season. He says, I need you to trust me. It doesn't mean that it's going to be, roses and gumdrops and lollipops. There may be some storms. There may be some challenges. In fact, people may get offended. People may not want to talk to you. You may face some things, some waves, come on, and some wind. It says that these were contrary. Anybody been up against some contrary situations? But doesn't mean that you just don't trust God. Because, see, that's what happens when we get in the middle of what God is doing. And he says, I need you to trust me. When you get in the middle and these things start to happen, what do? We just say, well, maybe God didn't call me to this. Maybe God didn't, really intend for me to do this. Maybe I'm not supposed to be married to this person. So maybe I'm out. But, he called you to this. So you got to trust him. You have to trust him with your marriage. I don't know who that's for. There may be some wind and some waves. It might be contrary. You might be having some, intense fellowship right now. But it doesn't mean that you get out of the boat. Because Jesus called you to that boat. He needs you in that boat. You need to trust him. Now, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the water. Now, watch this. And when the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were troubled, saying, it is a ghost. And they cried out for fear. Oh, sis, it's time for you to trust God. When he shows up in your life and it doesn't look like what you thought it was going to look like, don't let fear have you miss the assignment God has for you. Don't let fear have you miss the miracle, the sign, the wonder, because of a religious spirit. I call it out now. That's a religious spirit. When God says, I need you to do this, I'm calling you out, I have an assignment for you, and because, it's like, well, this isn't what I was used to. This is not like church I know. Well, it's not going to be like what you know. This is the thing we have to get in this season. God is doing a new thing. Do you not see it? But everybody wants to be like normal. Everybody wants to do things like usual. And we wonder why. We wonder why we don't feel him like we do and why we don't experience him like we do. It's because we are afraid of when he comes to us walking on the sea, moving in a new way. We immediately get troubled and we have fear. God says, I need you to trust me. Because he says, I'm going to show you something. you've never seen before. You're not going to see this like you've seen it before. Walking on water, that freaked the disciples out. What's interesting is, if you read prior to this, he fed the 5,000 and multiplied it right before their eyes. He raised the dead. He caused blind eyes to open, healed lepers. Come on. Open ears. Yet when they see him walking on water, they're afraid. When will you stop doubting what God can do and trust him? They had front row seats to what God was doing. They could see it with their own eyes, yet they doubted him. And I believe the Lord is saying to us in this season, you need to trust me. Because I might just come walking on water. I might just come in a way that you didn't think I could do that. Don't reject it. Don't be troubled by it. Don't have fear. Just say, Lord, you say this. Listen to what Peter said, and I want you to get this. Listen to what Jesus says to them. He says, but immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. Be of good cheer. This is powerful because another translation says this. The Amplified says this, and I love it. It says, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. The Passion says, be brave. Don't be afraid. I'm here. The ESV says, take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. The Message says, courage. It's me. Don't be afraid. That's a word for somebody this morning. Because he says, if you just would take courage, take heart, be of good cheer. It's me. It's me. It's me who's moving. It's me that's doing this. Trust me. So take heart. Be brave. And here's what Peter said. He says, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. This is a powerful moment because he's saying to him, I really want to know it's you. Because if it's you, I'm ready. I'm ready, Lord. Call me out on the water. Call me out to this new depth in you. Call me out to this new place in you. I'm ready. This is so powerful because Peter sees him walking on water and he says, I want to get in with you, Jesus. I want to get in the water. I want to come to you. And if it's you, I want this. That's trust. If it's you, Lord, I'll do it. But we have to come from a, if it's you, to a, it's you. That's why Jesus said that. He said, be of good courage. It's me. So if it's me, you can come. You can trust me. Because in the next moment, Jesus says to him, come. Jesus says to him, come. Come. So he said, come. He said, come. Come. Come to me, says the Lord. Trust me, says the Lord. Believe in me. Believe in me. Believe in me. Trust me. Trust me. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. I'm going to say that again. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. See, Peter came out of the boat. He swung his legs around and stepped on the water and walked. You see, a lot of people don't meditate on this part because they immediately go to the next part, which is he began to sink, right? But I want you to stop right here, and I want you to see this. He says to the Lord, if it's you, I want to come with you on the water. Jesus says, come, come on. Because I'm not the only one who will do this. Because you will do greater works than I've done. Miracles, signs, and wonder follow those who believe. So Peter, it says, came down out of the boat and he walked on the water. In that moment, he fully trusted. He fully trusted. And I believe the Lord is saying to us this morning, you need to trust me like this. Because for some of us, we need to get out of the boat, swing our legs around, and step on the water. He's called you to this. He's wooed you to this. He's brought you to this. And he's saying, come and join me here. Yes, it's going to be a little scary. Yes, it's going to feel uncomfortable. But he says, take courage. Do not be afraid. I'm with you. That's what we heard yesterday. Amen. He says, I'm with you. So when you go to this place and walk on water with me, you're with me. You're not doing this in your own strength. You're with me. And as long as I'm by your side, you will walk on water. You will see things and experiencing things in me that you never knew you could. But I need you to get out of the boat. I need you to get, listen, some of us are good with just being in the boat and watching Jesus on the water. That's our trust level right now. I'm good with being in the boat watching Jesus on the water. Because remember, he brought all his disciples into that boat, not just Peter, all of them. But only one of them wanted to come out. Wow. Only one of them trusted him to say, if it's you, bring me out, because I want to experience this in you. I want to encounter you. I want this. I want to come out on the water with you. But some of us are good with just being in the boat watching Jesus. He's there. I see him on the water. I'm a little scared. I'm a little troubled, but I'll just stay in this boat. Now, there's some of us who we've swung our legs over. We're ready. Like, our legs are on the other side. Like, you know, I want to do this. But we just haven't taken the step out of the boat. Something has held you back. And God says, trust me. I need you to trust me. What is holding you back from stepping on the water? What is holding you back from partnering with Jesus, experiencing him, encountering him? What's holding you back? I want to say this to someone. You're worthy to walk on water with Jesus. He wants all of us to come. He wants all of us to encounter him. This is not just for the religious ones, because that's not what it's about. It's not about the uber spiritual ones, because it's not what it's about. It's about your heart. It's about your heart. And some of us, we're on the water. We're on the water, but listen to what happened. But when he, Peter, saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." Again, he was on the water, walking towards Jesus, but he gets distracted by the wind. And immediately, fear sets in. Are you catching me? See, there will always be a distraction. There will always be something that will try to get you off of Jesus, keeping your eyes on him, because as long as you're looking at him, as long as you're trusting him, you can walk on the water with him. But it's when the distraction comes. Immediately, fear sets in. And you begin to sink. What is distracting you now to where you can't trust him? There's a lot of things the enemy uses. Distraction is one of them. Anything can be a distraction. Anyone can be a distraction. What is it? Who is it? And say, "Lord, I repent of allowing distraction to keep me from coming out and being with you in this new place that you're calling me to." I believe collectively the Lord is calling the body of Christ out on the water. Whoa. The Lord is calling the body of Christ out on the water. And if we keep allowing distractions to take us off mission, we will keep sinking. Verse 31 says, "Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, 'O you of little faith, why do you doubt?'" Why do you doubt? So let's go deeper. Where did you learn to not trust him? What was the moment that happened where you stopped trusting him? How did you learn that? Because see, when we don't just, you know, wake up and be like, "I'm not going to trust God today." Something happened and you said, I can't trust. And it's not that you can't trust God. It's something within your life, whether it was in your childhood, your adulthood, in relationships, a trauma. There's something that has caused you to not trust, and you put that on God. But God is not like man. We cannot approach God like we approach man. He's God. I mean, he's the great I am. He's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. So we cannot put that on him because that's not who he is. That's not his nature. So how you learn not to trust, that's not how God is. So that's when we have to repent and say, Lord, forgive me for believing those lies about you, that you do this. You have to repent and denounce those lies so that you can trust him. Maybe your dad let you down. Or he wasn't there for you. Or he abused you. Or he hurt you. And because of that, you can't trust God, because every man in your life, starting with your father, did something to where I can't trust a man. And so you put that on your heavenly father, and you need to repent. You need to repent of that and denounce that lie and say, Lord, forgive me for believing that about you. Jesus said to Peter, you have little faith. Why do you doubt me? It's almost like he rebuked Peter. Why would you doubt? And to put some context in it, again, they had seen him do so much. Why did they doubt him? But that was something that was learned from something to where he couldn't fully put his trust. In God. And so God's saying, I need you to trust me right now. We are collectively on the water. And he says, I need you to trust me. I need you to trust me. And if you keep your eyes on me, if you focus on me, don't get distracted now, you will walk on water too. I will do greater works through you, if you trust me. We all say, Lord, use me. And when he says, okay, come out of the boat, I'm ready to use you. You said, well, I wanted you to use me, but not like that. Because when he says, I'm going to use you, because you asked me to, we get fearful. What are they going to say? What are people going to think? How are they going to receive me? But remember, if you're rejected in the name of Christ, if you come in the name of Christ and you're rejected, they're not rejecting you, sis. They're rejecting him. So do what Jesus told his disciples to do. Shake the dust off your feet and keep moving. You're on mission. You're on mission. You're on mission. Okay, I wanna say this to you guys to encourage you this morning. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Luke 16:10, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust is in what is least is unjust also. Jeremiah 17:7, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Psalm 56:3, whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. Psalm 40, Verse 4, blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust. Psalm 37:5, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Hebrews 11:1, come on. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Come on, that's your trust. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 26:4, trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. Psalm 56:4, in God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? I want to encourage you this morning. If you have doubt, lay it down. Lay it down. I heard a statement from a pastor, and it still has resonated with me, and it's made me just think and ponder, because the statement was, as believers, if we're asking in this season, where is God, then how can you call yourself a Christian? We should not be asking, where is God? We know. We know where he is, and we know that he's the solution. We are saved by him. So he's still saved. Right? So he didn't just stop with you and me. He's still saved. He still delivers. He still heals. He still sets free. He actually still opens prison doors. In fact, he's still opening blind eyes. In fact, he's still causing the lame to walk. He's still opening ears. He's still raising the dead. He's still God. So we should never, ever say, where is God in all of this? He's still God. Don't allow the boisterous winds of this life to get you distracted that he is not God. And he's calling you. He's calling you out in the water. Because what he's going to do in this season, if you walk on water with him, he will use you in ways that nobody's ever seen. And they may reject it, but they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting him. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for those who love him and who are called. Trust him. Trust him, he said. Trust me. So will you trust him? As I shared earlier, we have to begin to search our hearts and ask ourselves the question, where did I learn not to trust? And if I've been putting that on God, I need to repent. And I need to denounce that lie that I have believed, because it's a lie. You can trust God. Don't believe me? After the flood, God told Noah that because of your worship, remember Noah got on the boat and, you know, he began to worship right away, and the Lord was pleased. He said this, there was an aroma. It just pleased the Lord. And he told him, he said, because of this, I will make an everlasting covenant with you, and the earth will never be flooded again. Read that for yourself. If you don't believe me, read it. And based on what I've seen, God's kept his promise. So you can trust him. Because if he wanted to, he could. He loves us too much. And through his son Jesus, he made a way for us to, you know, renounce our sins and to be delivered and washed by the blood of Jesus. So we have an everlasting covenant with him through the blood of Jesus. So as believers, we can trust in knowing that because we believe in Jesus, we will have everlasting life. You trust him. You trust him. So he's kept his promise. So if you still have doubt, if you still don't believe, if you're still in the boat looking at Jesus, if you still just have your legs on the side of the boat and you haven't stepped on, I'm encouraging you this morning, step on the water. I'm going to leave you with this. It's not complicated, sis. He said one word to Peter. You see, we think it's complicated when God calls us to this, calls us to a new place, calls us to a new season. And when he says, I need you to trust me, we think it's going to be complicated. I'm going to have to do this. No, he just said one word. Come. Come. That was not a question. There was no question mark. It was a command. It was a command. So will you come? Will you trust him? I believe this morning, it's like we need to stand up and start walking. To say, God, I will walk on water with you. I trust you. And I won't let the boisterous winds, the waves, I won't let any of that distract me, Jesus. I trust you. So for some of you, you need to get up and start, take a step, because that's going to show that I trust you. It's a prophetic act. And don't be like, oh my God, I look so weird. Well, there you go again. There's doubt. There's doubt. Because that's what Peter did. He was like, I'm walking, but whoa, wait a minute. This feels really weird. This is weird. Is anyone looking? And then boom, he started sinking. Okay. You need to focus and just take a step and trust him. Take a step and trust him. In Jesus' name.